I'm going to answer that anyway, because my answer would be belching and farting.
I can't even say that word.
And Big Fatty, I'm talking to you.
Does he do? I know he's sort of a celebrity personality. I don't know, but he does that just in
on
general.
His show. It's just it's all about farts and burps. Yeah. So yeah, I get to be on a TV show then.
Mm-hmm.
Is it
for one episode actually?
And it's a current TV show.
I think that it just says TV show.
Oh, okay. Oh, and the music ran out.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online.
Big Fatty, I'm talking to you.
Does he do? I know he's sort of a celebrity personality. I don't know.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 36, Sandy. The BFO for Monday, the 28th of February, 2022. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. Show. Y'all, I'm gonna tell you all about the weekend, and y'all, it's the last day to get your so-so questions. It's all Big Fatty, okay. Ladies and gentlemen, please rise, remove your pants, and join Stevie B in the singing of the Bulgarian national anthem.
We are loyal to Bulgaria, vulture of the West, and we toil for Bulgaria, feathering her nest. The soil of Bulgaria through all the world is known. From her heights to her dairy area, Bulgaria stands alone.
Deadliners, Big Fatty, hi everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, your deadliners today, because y'all, today the 28th of February, y'all, it is the deadline to get in your so-so questions. Oh, Big Fatty, can't we put it off a little longer? I mean, it's just so uninspiring to have to pick up the phone or send an e-letter. Oh, speaking of the e-letters, y'all, y'all, I'll talk about this during the weekend, but y'all, I'm happy to report that Ruined at BigFattyOnline.com is once again working properly. So y'all, if you want to check it out, send in a so-so question. Big Fatty, I can't think of anything else I'd rather do.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Yeah, I see y'all today, the 28th of February, we have not one, not two, but two and a half, Big Fatty, two and a half, well, I'll explain in a minute, celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, the first, y'all, met this person many times, good days, and y'all, an early member of the Pride 48 community. Y'all, currently he's over there in China. And, y'all, but I think I saw that he was heading home to visit with the Super B. Y'all, he's been working at Rap World over there. Is it Rap World or is he working at Universal? I don't know. He's working at one of those, kiddie parks over there in the China, in the Beijing, I think. Oh, Big Fatty, did he compete in the luge or the curling? I don't think so, but maybe. Maybe he attended some of the... No, Big Fatty, they didn't let anybody attend anything. Well, that's true. Y'all, I, of course, am speaking of... You heard him at the beginning of today's little show. Y'all is none other than that Michael Cantaloupe. Big Fatty, we love Michael Cantaloupe. It's true. Y'all are second. Our second celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all met him. I think it was the first year we were in Nolens, or maybe it was the second. I don't remember. Y'all, he is the hubby of the number two fan of the BFO last year and this year. Y'all, I'm talking about blonde guy Jay's husband, Martin. Big Fatty, we love Martin. It's true. And y'all, then... our half birthday today, y'all. His actual celebration of exiting the birth canal was on leap year on the 29th. So there is no 29th this year. So I think most people that were born on the 29th of February, they just leaped backwards and celebrated on the 28th. Y'all, I'm talking about the husband of Epilouie Peter Potamus, y'all, and none other than Eric Big Fatty. We love Eric. And y'all, he's been to Pride 48, and I've seen him many times in Atlanta. So y'all, if you see Michael Cantaloupe or Martin or Eric or Blind Guy Jay or Epilouie, wish him a happy kid. See, y'all, last time I spoke to you was Thursday when I recorded the little show. And y'all, after I had recorded that, patron saint of the BFO, you know that's Mr. Tim Kumal. He got on the horn with our brother. And y'all, we tried to figure out how get the e-letters to start working again. Y'all, I don't know why they stopped working, but y'all, we kind of, we shared my computer screen and everything, and y'all, it was just baffling both of us. But y'all, we finally found, y'all, they don't make it easy. Nobody makes it easy for you when you're using the computers. That's all I gotta say. But y'all, we finally found what we were looking for. Big Fatty. And y'all, we were able to, get ruined at bigfattyonline.com to, forward, to, to, to the Big Fatty at gmail.com, which is, I didn't monitor ruined, cause I had it set to forward. And so, y'all, it is the thing is, it's all working again, and I cannot be more thankful to the patron saint. Oh, Big Fatty, that Peter G's said it best. Oh, so he's the one we need to blame. I mean, thank. It's true. y'all, I can't remember. Well, young Nicholas had come by early because we talked about the ballet, and y'all, I think it was a pretty uneventful evening after that. Y'all on for right, y'all, Durwood was the provider of Friday at Fatty's Food. He was the caterer. And y'all, we had the Chinese. Oh yes, Big Fatty, we all ate big old plates of food, and then 5 minutes later we were hungry again. It's true. But y'all, I am the beneficiary of whenever there's Chinese food, because y'all, there were five little of those little Chinese containers of the white rice. And y'all, you know I make the shishameat rice when I have the leftover white rice. Y'all, I'm going to be shishameating it up. anyway, y'all, it was a lovely, just a lovely evening. Y'all, there was only five of us. It was me and Granny and Durwood and young Nicholas and Mr. Pickle. Oh, no, there were six because y'all, Mr. Pickle, he and three of his friends about, I don't know, about 3:30 p.m. in the afternoon were walking up to the big circle just beyond that where they have the bars and restaurants and all, and they were going to have a cocktail. Well, y'all, Granny arrived about 5 o'clock, and y'all, they hadn't come back. Well, anyway, Mr. Pickle brought two of them left, but one of them stayed, and he brought him to supper. We'll call him Zeke. Zeke was y'all, he's just as cute as a button, a little ottery, and young Jonathan's age and everything, and y'all, it was just lovely. But y'all, we had we had a nice evening. We had good drinks, good laughs, and good food, and y'all, that Friday afternoon, y'all, I had gotten an e-letter from the Atlantis homosexual cruise folks because they had not given us a survey of our cruise, and so the e-letter, I just thought I'd share this with you. y'all, the Atlantis did a cruise of about 4,700 homosexuals the week before our cruise that the Nip and I went on, and they got written up in the New York Times or something for being reckless and all this kind of stuff. And y'all, of that 4,700 people and or 4,700 guests and the crew on that cruise, there were only 5 cases of the COVID. And y'all, they were waiting to get the final reports and all for everything on our cruise. And y'all, I'll just read this to you. We're thrilled to report that our safety record on board that cruise, of the cruise the Nip and I was on, was even better than the Oasis of the Seas, which was 1 week earlier, with 0 COVID cases from the 1,700 guests and 900 crew members. So y'all, I think I had told you that I had felt safe the entire time on that cruise, and I felt like I had done everything I could do to keep myself safe. And y'all, I just, you know, it's I know the old gal is getting ready to do a cruise. Oh yes, Big Fatty, and I know that Daniel Biba and old Crooked Hat are going to do a cruise. And then Mittens and, y'all, did you hear Crooked Hat? He said, oh, I need to think about getting my passport renewed. Y'all, it's taking over 6 months to get a passport renewal. And y'all, I can't, you know, well, you know, he's a procrastinator. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. But y'all, he ain't got time to get that done. But anyway, Saturday, what did I do on Saturday? Y'all, I just mainly kind of caught up on things. I told you I made the soup, and y'all, I've enjoyed the soup. And y'all, here, Saturday night, it turned chilly. And, oh, Big Fatty, I thought it was soup, not chilly. No, it's cool. It's chilly and cool, not like chili con carne. Oh, okay. anyway, didn't really do much of anything. Y'all, the Nip was out of town. He was out of town Thursday until Sunday afternoon. He and his sister went for a little winter getaway to the Hilton Head Island, the HHI, as they refer to it. And anyway, y'all, I did nipple walk a little extra on Saturday just because it was a nice day. It was it was cool, but the sun, it was one of those days where when you walked in the sun, it felt good to feel the warmth, but because it was nice and cool, but the warmth felt good. So anyway, y'all went to bed Saturday night. Y'all, I don't know why, but I was tired. And y'all, it was perfect for sleeping. Whitman Tinker, big fatty. We hadn't heard that name in a while. It's true. Whitman Tinker, y'all, he could have come and knocked the front door down and crawled in bed and cuddled up with Big Fatty, and I still would have slept like a baby. But Big Fatty, if Whitman Tinker cuddled up against you, I bet you'd be doing anything other than sleeping. Well, maybe so. it's that tweed hat he wears. Anyway, y'all, I woke up at some point in the night, and y'all, I hear beep, beep, beep. Y'all, every time a smoke detector needs a new battery, it occurs in the middle of the night. I am convinced of this. It's programmed to need a new battery in the middle of the night. Well, y'all, it was in the bedroom furthest away from the live chamber. So y'all, I just put it out of my mind. And y'all got up on Sunday morning and got and changed the battery and everything and got down off the stool and went and got my coffee. Meep, meep. So I got a different battery and I tried it. Meep, meep. So y'all, I don't know what the hell's wrong with y'all. I've had to flip the switch in the fuse box to just turn the fire detectors off until I can figure out what I'm going to do. I'm going to get me a, you know, these are the Amazon, the Lesbeterian delivery service batteries. So I don't know if maybe they're just shit batteries or something, but I'm going to go get me one of those, what are those called? The alkaline, you know which ones I'm talking about. Anyway, I'm going to get one of those. Duracell, that's the one. And see if that'll get it to do. And if not, I guess I'll have to see about getting me a new smoke detector. So anyway, but y'all, I have just basically had a nice quiet day here in Fat Acres, and I have, y'all, I did have shishimeat rice both Saturday and Sunday, and y'all, I'm catching up on things on the TV machine. It's been a good weekend, a nice quiet weekend, but y'all talked to Dr. Stone over the weekend also. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. And Big Fatty, wasn't he making some sort of wontons or something? I think it was one ton of wontons. Oh, okay, but y'all, that was my weekend. Oh dear, Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely last day of February. Y'all, it may be the end of So-So Question Month, but only to get your So-So Questions in. Y'all, I'll be reading these things until St. Patty's Day or whenever. So, y'all keep tuning in to hear some of just the most, questions you can. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the birthday boy, old Michael Cantaloupe. And Michael, what do you like best about the BFO?
Big Fatty, I'm talking to you.
Yeah. Does he do, I know he's sort of a celebrity personality.
Oh, yes, Big Fatty is a very important celebrity, international internet celebrity, just asking.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one. Yes! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.